The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions during the week, call us at 512-238-0762 or visit our website at armormenshealth.com. The Armour Men's Health Hour is a show dedicated to providing information on a variety of medical topics, some of which may include sensitive subject material about penises. All cases discussed have been done with the permission of the people involved and their penises.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hi, happy to be your co-host, as always.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here today, Donna. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly show on men's health and issues that are important to men that have to do with healthcare policy, and a number of different topics. This show is brought to you by our urology practice, NAU Urology Specialists. I am a board-certified urologist, which is a surgeon and medical doctor of the genitourinary system that includes the kidneys, the genitals. We deal with urinary issues, kidney stones, prostate cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, a number of sexual issues, and a whole host of other things, including hormonal health. And we love bringing you this show and talking about different issues. So, Donna, how was your week?
It was good so far. It's so nice to be here and relaxing today on this fine Sunday at KLBJ with the KLBJ listeners.
Well, we have a wonderful group here at KLBJ, Kelly and Daniel, that helped put this the show together. We really look forward to your emails and really enjoy responding to you and getting the feedback. A lot of our patients come back to us telling us how much they enjoy the show. And for those of you listening, really appreciate you being part of our audience. You can hear this show on the radio, but also on SoundCloud, where we have this as a podcast, and hopefully over the next few months, getting into a more refined podcast that you can then consume at your leisure. So Donna, why don't you tell people about our practice and how to get a hold of us?
I will. You know, I wanted to interject too. I think I look forward to hearing you and I on the Todd and Don show someday soon. I hear they have medical questions every now and again, and apparently there's some park in Austin where geriatric people are getting it on, and they had a question about that on their show the other day. Have you heard about this magical park?
I've not Austin? Heard about this park, but I'll tell you, when I'm 80 years old,
you hope to be getting it on.
Well, I don't know, and I'm not going to care who sees people. Hotels are expensive. Hotels are expensive.
That's true. Or maybe they're just, you know, economical geriatric park people. So if you have any questions about that or geriatric sex activities in the park in Austin, give us a call at 512-238-0762 during the week. You can also ask for me. A lot of people are starting to call and ask for me, so that's kind of fun. We can take your emails at armormenshealth@gmail.com. And our website is armormenshealth.com. So we've got four locations now. We're just blowing up all over Austin, Dr. Mystery.
Yep.
I think we should stick with the four for a while. But North Austin, Round Rock, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. We're super excited to hear from you. And if you have any questions or second opinions that you want to send in, you can send them again to armormenshealth@gmail.com.
So although we deal with men's health issues, predominantly those that are based in the genitourinary tract and urologically based, one of the big things that we do are vasectomies. Here at the end of the year, a lot of people try to get vasectomies kind of plugged in before the end of the year because their deductibles have been met or because they have some extra time. Definitely encourage all of our potential patients to please call us early to book your preferred time, even if it's going to be in November and December. Our schedule gets very booked for vasectomies. We kind of are limited to no more than about 24 vasectomies a week, 24 to 30 vasectomies a week. So, it's a lot of vasectomies, but if you want to be one of those, you better let us know. A really popular day is the Friday before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the sixth or seventh annual Mystery Pre-Thanksgiving Vasectomathon this year again.
You just like saying that.
Yeah, I do. On that Friday or Saturday. So if you're interested in getting a vasectomy, especially on that day, please let us know. In addition, on October 1st, we are going to be having an event at the Hilton Hotel near the airport having to do with erectile dysfunction and stress urinary incontinence in men. This is specifically geared towards patients who are suffering from both. If you have advanced erectile dysfunction or are interested in learning about a penile prosthesis, it's a great opportunity to do that. My partner, Christopher Yeh, Yang, who also co-hosts the show, will be there to talk about that. I do a lot of cases with stress urinary incontinence, especially after prostate cancer surgery. And so if you're suffering from stress urinary incontinence and are looking for a way to stay dry, either on the golf course or you're leaking when you're getting out of a chair, or still having to wear a protective pad, or any one of a number of kind of leakage type issues that could be bothering you, come on to this event. It's going to be October 1st, and we're going to have information about it on our Armour Men's Health website, as well as our Facebook site, and we're going to be running ads here on the radio. So more information to follow.
Super. Well, can we go back to the vasectomy real quick? We have a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
One of the questions that was sent in was, does a vasectomy affect sex drive?
I think that's a really common question. Mm-hmm. Whenever you mess with somebody's testicles, you naturally worry that it's going to affect other types of sexual functioning or libido or testosterone levels. And the vasectomy is really just a plumbing issue. You're just going to tie off the tube that transports sperm from the testicles to the prostate, and that is all you're doing. Mm-hmm. You have no effect on the testicle. There's no effect on testosterone. There's no effect on sex drive, no effect on your erections, and in fact, no really perceivable impact on your ejaculate volume. So the amount of fluid coming out of you doesn't actually change either.
Why do you think that myth's out there? I know I've heard that a million times.
I think that people have this idea of castration mm-hmm. in animals mm-hmm. as being the way that we keep them from procreating. And so I think that's a natural leap to go from there to feeling that maybe this type of quote-unquote human castration that's being done or this vasectomy being done might have the similar impact. But in no way will it have any impact hormonally. There was also a rumor at some point that there might be an increased risk of prostate cancer in patients, but those myths have been completely debunked by large studies. There's no risk of any identifiable disease with a vasectomy, mm-hmm. and it's a great way for you to take control over your family planning. You know, whether you're young and don't want to have kids but don't want to have accidents, or you've already had your family, or your wife is on chronic birth control. That is an important thing to note. Chronic birth control use has been associated with a number of problems in women as they age. So if they're only taking the birth control only to not have a baby, because there are other reasons to take birth control, right, like for acne or for mood or for a number of things. Mm-hmm. If the reason that you're taking the birth control is to not have a baby, then a vasectomy is a permanent, relatively inexpensive way to handle this, covered by your insurance.
Painless,
easy, 30 minutes in and out. Mm-hmm. And we'll do it in a single visit with IV sedation, and you get a full weekend, which you get nothing but weighted on hand and foot. And I would definitely take that. You're not going to get too many weekends like that in your life.
Dr. Mystery will write out a prescription for your wife and children to leave you alone.
That's right.
We will put it on paper.
That's right. What other questions do we have, Donna?
We had a different question, but I kind of wanted to stick with the vasectomy for a minute since we're talking about it this segment. How often do vasectomies fail?
Extremely rarely. I think that the quoted number is about 1%, so that's 1 in 100. And I think that, interestingly, a lot of people think that they vision in their minds that when you cut these two ends, that somehow these two ends kind of snaked back together and reconnect. But that's actually not what happens. Right. The two ends stay completely separate. Mm-hmm. But the way I try to explain it to patients is that it's like a little oil spill or a little leak forms on one end, mm-hmm. and it forms like a little oil spill of sperm right around the end of it. Mm-hmm. And if both ends form a little oil spill and those two oil spills meet, then there's kind of a way for the sperm to go from one vas deferens through the oil spill to the other vas deferens. And so when you redo these patients, you actually don't find like a connected vas deferens again. You have to just go above where they cut before and redo it.
And you and I know, but what's a vas deferens?
So the vas deferens is the tube that connects the testicle and delivers the sperm that the testicle makes to the prostate where it gets deposited. Mm-hmm. It gets mixed with semen or seminal fluid made by the prostate, and that's what gets ejaculated. And mm-hmm. so when you have a vasectomy, that doesn't affect the seminal fluid, just the sperm that's in it. And that's why there's no perceptible change in your ejaculate volume. That's a lot of words.
For a Sunday.
For a Sunday, that sure is a lot of words
on KLBJ.
That's right. We're really fortunate that they allow us to have this show and be able to kind of very reasonably and honestly discuss a number of topics. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to have a sex therapist on the show today, and we're going to talk about some really sensitive topics. You know, nothing in what we do is easily cut and dry. I mean, mm-hmm. there's nuances and different layers, and being able to provide this show and be able to provide that nuanced, layered kind of discussion is exactly what we're here for. Right. So Donna, why don't you take us out, tell people how to reach us.
You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. And again, that's during the week. Or you can send us an email anytime if you have any questions or thoughts or maybe topic ideas for future shows on men's wellness. You can reach us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. We sure appreciate the time you're taking to email us. And I think our listenership has been growing weekly. Our website is armormenshealth.com. We have 4 locations in the Austin area, Round Rock, Austin, South Austin now, and Dripping Springs. So we're all over the place. We're super excited to have the show here for y'all.
And thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.